Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high.
Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high. Santa Claus is coming.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Tuesday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Have a special guest in the studio. No, it's not Santa yet. We're working on that. But we have in the house Jessica Simpson, the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, which, by the way, happens to be an organization very close to my heart. So welcome, Jessica, and you're getting to see me in my new role now.
Jessica Thank you so much.
Took my place at the chamber, and so we now go way back.
That's right. Trauma bonded.
That's not good. Okay, we have to have a discussion about PR. But anyway, so happy to see you. How fun that you're here in the studio.
Thank you.
I don't know, anything going on the beach this week?
Just a few things. Okay. Right after it warms up.
Yeah.
Then it'll be great on the beach.
Absolutely.
No, it's actually nice. We do have a ton going on, but speaking of the weather, it's nice to have a little bit of cold and chill when Christmas comes. But like, you know, as Shelley Johnson would say, a day or two and then back to 75 would be nice.
Thank you very much. And we probably will be there soon.
Yes.
So it doesn't look like we have rain in the forecast this year.
I love your positivity. Yep. At least for Friday night's events.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's what I'm hoping.
Sunday's a little sketchy, but.
Is it?
Oh. I mean, it's 24%, but how much steak do you have in 24%?
Here? No. Because maybe in Pensacola you'll get the rain, but not on the beach.
Okay. I'm going to go with your positivity.
We're going to
will it. I've watched it every hour.
I know. I've been there. Because the last year we had, unfortunately, the lighted boat parade had to be canceled twice.
That is
because
correct.
Of terrible rainy. Like not even a little bit of rain, like gusty monsoon kind of rain.
That's right. Those were hard decisions, right? You remember that?
Yes, I remember.
That's what I meant early on by the way that we have come together and how our relationship has formed.
Yes. Very clearly. But here's the good news. It looks like Friday's good.
Friday looks great.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I haven't seen it given the cancellations in the past. Can you believe it? It feels like it's forever, but I have actually never seen this event take place.
I did not know that. Oh my gosh.
I have experienced
so
the captain's meeting, as you know.
That's
but
a whole
not
other.
The actual event.
That we should sell tickets to that. But it's so beautiful. And we're talking this morning with Jessica Simpson with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Coming up this Friday, December 6th, is the annual Lighted Boat Parade. So if you haven't been to see it, what that is that the chamber puts together, with the help of our friends with Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Tours, they lead the parade, Dee and Steve Holcomb. And what we do is they do a parade with all the different like charter fishing boats, private boats, sailboats, yachts. It doesn't really matter. But the thing that's so beautiful about it, when you decorate a sailboat, it looks like a Christmas tree.
That's right.
And it's the neatest thing in the world. When you see these boats coming across the water, it's beautiful. So tell everybody times, where to walk, best place to watch. All that good
Perfect.
Stuff.
Perfect. So yes, like you said, Friday, December 6th, it kicks off at 6:30. But before that, really quick, we have cookie decorating and ornament making at Shaggy's on Pensacola Beach, which is where the parade will kick off. So you can start there with some ornament decorating. And
Santa's there, right?
And Santa will be there as well. He will board the Frisky Mermaid boat from that activity at Shaggy's. And so you can spend a couple of hours there and see Santa and then watch him board the boat. And you can watch from Shaggy's dock the boat parade. They will loop the Sabine Harbor. And then they will come out, head under the Bob Sykes Bridge and over to in front of Quiet Water Boardwalk. So they'll loop there.
Kind of go right past Grand Marlin.
That's right. Grand Marlin, Lagunas.
There you go.
You can kind of Felix's, Cafe Nola. You go down
You can see it from anywhere
correct.
Along that way. Plus... afterwards.
Right. We'll dock at the T-Dock behind Quiet Water Boardwalk. Santa will disembark and make his way up to the sleigh on the boardwalk where you can take pictures of Santa.
Which is the coolest.
It is. And we got a little goodie for you. There'll also be a mermaid Mrs. Claus there. So
she's back.
Special island look for pictures with Santa.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Mermaid Mrs. Claus. And also, by the way, I do happen to know because I was considering it for myself this year, is that the Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Cruises, you can buy a ticket and be on their boat with Santa.
You do not have to have a boat to join in the Lighted Boat Parade. You can purchase a ticket on the Frisky Mermaid and join on Santa's boat, literally yes. Santa's sleigh,
yeah.
to lead the boat parade.
All right. So the
perfect
way to go is to stop by Shaggy's, bring the kids, have a little something to eat, and they can decorate the cookies, have a picture with Santa there.
That's right.
Get on the boat. Then you go over to the quiet water. Mm-hmm. You see him get off the boat.
That's right. Try to stay on the dock.
Yes, stay on the dock.
Yep.
And here's the best part. Our friend Robert Gleim at Bamboo Willie's is sponsoring fireworks this year.
That's right.
At the end of the parade. And that is just awesome. And that just makes it such an event.
Yeah. If you time it right, when Santa gets off that boat and into that sleigh and you are in line for pictures with Santa,
mm-hmm.
you could very well have a fireworks show in the background of your pictures with Santa.
Wow.
Thanks to Bamboo Willie's. Yes.
Yes.
So fireworks show as soon as Santa gets into that sleigh.
So really, you could watch the parade because they start in Little Sabine, so that's the area behind Shaggy's. Mm-hmm. That's where the boat will start. And they do a little circle there in that Little Sabine
right.
area.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it there. You could also see it by the Bob Sykes Bridge. And you can also see it really anywhere all down the boardwalk mm-hmm. for that whole sound side. And even further down because, they're all lit up. And it'll be
right.
beautiful. So
basically,
it's just neat.
Yep, all the way to Redfish, Bluefish, really.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
see it.
It's beautiful.
It is.
So,
well, looking forward
just
to
a
it.
Little bit of organization on the Pensacola Beach Chamber's part. I'm intimately acquainted.
Yep. We are also very thankful for our friends at the Sandshaker.
Yes.
They host the captain's meeting, which is tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Sandshaker. We are still taking boats until that captain's meeting.
How many do y'all have so far?
We have 26 boats.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we give out great awards for the decorating.
That may be the most ever.
I couldn't go back that far in the record, so Shelly Johnson will say, don't say anything absolute.
Yeah. I think we had 20 maybe something 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know. But
and as far as last year, I think we had 21
something
or
like
something.
That.
But
26.
It obviously didn't happen. 26.
Yay.
Thank you to our local marine houses. Marine Max is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job marketing the Lighted Boat Parade and partnering with us to get their boat owners in there. So.
Oh, and the other thing, too, is they do give, the Chamber gives a award every
That's
year.
That's right. Three awards.
Three, okay.
So we got, we separate the boats by size, under mm-hmm. 27 feet, over 27 feet. So we give a most merry to each of those boat sizes.
Right.
And then we give a best in show to any that are out there, no matter the size.
And let me tell you, from 2 years ago, I have never seen such competition. I mean, this is not... Oh, let's throw a couple lights
mm-hmm,
on.
Mm-hmm.
There was like pyrotechnics, lights, music,
yeah. Video boards.
Video boards. I mean, it was it's unbelievable.
I can tell you, I've got a number of calls asking my thoughts on how elaborate they should go.
Right.
And like a double check call. Okay, what if we did this? How many inflatables? So there's a competition.
Oh,
sure.
it's real. Mm-hmm. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
right.
a great event for the kids because it's just magical.
That's right.
It really puts you in the spirit of the holiday. It
yep.
really, really does. And guess what? Free.
It's free.
Right?
It's free. It is.
You got 10 kids? Free.
That's right. Pictures with Santa?
That's
free.
It. Free.
That's right.
I mean,
fireworks.
Free fireworks, the whole nine yards.
And a small $35 fee if you'd like to put your boat in.
You know, that's not bad.
No, it really only covers the awards and some security that we need to have, and that's about it.
Well, kudos to the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce because they've been organizing this for a long time. And I'm so excited that you've taken on the mantle and it's happening again and it hasn't gone away. And that's really great news.
Thank you. It is something that's unique to our area for sure. And something that I love that we do given that we have the island and we have the boat community. So why not?
Well, and it's great for our, so often we promote all the hotels and we have the air show. And what a great opportunity mm-hmm. for our fishing captains to get out
right.
there and show some pride.
Our dolphin cruises.
Yeah,
yep.
for sure.
Yep.
All right. You are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this morning with the Pensacola Beach Chamber, Jessica Simpson. And if you have a question for Jessica, anything about the beach, really, 850-437-1620. You can text in your question. And we're going to go to break now and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Special guest in the house today, Jessica Simpson, who is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. 850-437-1620. Text in your questions or if you have any comments. And someone said, when is it again? The Lighted Boat Parade.
Friday, December 6th, this Friday.
This Friday.
Starts at 6:30 p.m.
And what time does the event at Shaggy's start?
It starts at 4 p.m. So okay. 4 to 6, cookies, cookie decorating and ornament making with Santa at Shaggy's. And then we'll finish, clean up there, jump on our boats, and start at 6:30 with the Lighted Boat Parade.
And it usually lasts about an hour and a half or so, because it does take a bit of time to get all the way around.
Yeah, longer than you think. Yes. Well, and we're going to circle the Sabine first, mm-hmm. and then come up through under the Bob Sykes Bridge and over to the Quiet Water Boardwalk.
Perfect. All right. But that is not the only thing happening this weekend.
That's right. This weekend is filled with Christmas events. Ours specifically, the next one is Sunday, which is our Surf and Santa Beach Parade out on the island at 2 p.m.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that.
Right.
Surfing Santa, that's pretty cool.
That's right.
And by the way, I think it's always fun to remember Pensacola Beach is on Santa Rosa Island.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the name.
Come on.
Right? Of course there's a Christmas and beach parade with Santa on Santa Rosa Island.
Absolutely. So right. Tell us a little bit more about the parade.
Yep, so the parade kicks off Sunday at 2 p.m. That's generally when most beach parades start, so put that in your mind. And we've got almost 40 entries for this year's Surf and Santa Beach Parade. So we'll start around Avenida 10 on Via de Luna Drive, and then we'll head, what is that, west towards the Santa Rosa Island Authority building, towards Sidelines. We'll take a left on the parade route right at Sidelines and go into the Casino Beach parking lot, and we'll end at the Gulfside Pavilion. So we'll kick it off with, we've got the Gulf Breeze High School Color Guard leading the parade this year, and then we've got a lot of parade entries through there, and then we'll obviously end with Santa on the fire truck this year again.
Oh, so much fun. It really is fun, and it's free, again, free.
That's right.
Free.
Free to attend, yep.
And it's so much fun, the spirit of it with all the different entries and the floats. But guess what? We've got a caller that just called in.
Okay.
And you might know this guy. I think his name is Mike Burns from
Santa Rosa.
Speaking of Santa Rosa Island and Santa Rosa Island Authority, the executive director. Hey, Mike.
Hey,
good
Mike.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, how are my favorite little elf doing?
We are elfing away right here in the studio.
I was going to make a sound. I don't know what
great.
Sound elves make.
I don't know. I was going to say the same. I think they sing, but we probably shouldn't.
That's
do
not
anything.
Happening.
No,
well,
we're not doing
I was getting in the Christmas spirit last night watching Will Ferrell with the elf and with my grandson.
Gosh. What
so
a
that
great
was
movie.
That was really. He was all decked out in his little elf outfit. So I just know you two girls got Christmas under control with the beach and the beach boat parade on that's Friday night, followed by some fireworks, right?
That's
yes,
right.
Sir. It's going to be Friday, December 6th, and it starts at 6:30. And the fireworks being sponsored by Bamboo Willies will be right afterwards, right as soon as Santa disembarks on the Quiet Water Boardwalk.
That's right.
So. Oh, that's going to be great. Now, I just had somebody call me, somebody you both of you know, Bruce and Pam Childers. Bruce, our new member to the Island Authority Board, and Pam wanting to get in a golf cart or a vehicle and join in the festivities on Sunday for the beach parade. That starts at what time?
That starts at 2 p.m. We would love to have Bruce. We have a few of our Santa Rosa Island Authority board members on their golf cart. So,
who's the Grand Marshal this year?
The Grand Marshal is none other than District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger.
Oh, excellent.
That's right.
She's brand new to the board.
That's
how
right.
exciting.
That's right. And
okay.
we have some of our Island Authority board members. Let's see. We have Jeremy Johnson, mm-hmm. Charles Thornton, Liz Timothy, who's also new, and now Bruce Childers. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, great. Well, Meg, I hope you're doing great in your new gig over there at 1620. Just wanted to wish you both a Merry Christmas and look for you, seeing you all throughout the holiday season here on Pensacola Beach. And everybody come out and join us this weekend for some great festivity on the beach.
Oh, Mike, it's great to hear from you. Happy holidays, my friend. And we'll have to get you on the show soon and talk more about Pensacola Beach. We have plenty to talk about for sure. And you're doing a great job out there. We
Thanks,
appreciate
Meg.
All you do.
We appreciate you, Mike.
See you, girls. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that was fun. Mike Burns, who is the executive director at Santa Rosa Island Authority, checking in on us. And he's doing a great job out there. He's new this year. And,
that's right.
And then you're new into the position now as president and CEO. And
that's
I'm
right.
hearing good things.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very
hearing
much. Very I enjoy things. It very much. I learned from the best.
Hey.
Right back at you.
There you go. All right. enough of that silliness. If you have a question for Jessica Simpson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, be sure and text in right now, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and I can't think of anybody that's more of an expert today on the beach than Miss Jessica.
You're very sweet. You're very sweet. We do have Christmas on the boardwalk as well.
Oh, talk about that.
Like, we've got our stuff Friday night, and then we get to take a little nap on Saturday, and then we've got Sunday's parade. But the Christmas on the boardwalk will have photos with Santa every Saturday and Sunday through December. So you can, if you can't for some reason make Shaggy's, then the next day, Saturday, Christmas or photos with Santa will be from 11 to 3. And then they've got some special, I don't know if you remember Sounds of Summer. They had a jazz musician under the shell. So they'll have him there on Saturday as well. And then photos with Santa will kick off again on Sunday from 11 to 3. But get there early. That way you can see Santa and then make it to the parade at 2. So for every weekend in December, Saturday and Sunday, they'll have photos with Santa from 11 to 3.
Wonderful. Yep. That is great.
Yep. So add that to your list. And additionally, the Friday for the lighted boat parade, once you've gotten off your boat and gotten to the boardwalk and taken pictures with Santa, those boardwalk merchants will stay open till 9 p.m. So you can do some Christmas shopping, and they're going to the boardwalk should be very lively.
Oh, that's great news. Yep. So you could get a little last minute Christmas shopping in.
That's right.
I'm still having trouble realizing that it is December and that it is all happening this weekend.
So true.
Now, you had mentioned to me, I think yesterday, about that it was a day of giving coming up.
Tuesday. That's today.
That's today.
I have not said it already. Today is Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is what they call it, generally the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And so pick your favorite nonprofit and give them a little gift today in honor of Thanksgiving, certainly, but also the holiday season and the giving season.
There's a fellow by the name of Matt Simpson.
Yes.
That you might know.
Yes, I do. Gosh.
His question is, will Santa actually be surfing?
Santa will likely have a surfboard and be on the fire truck, and perhaps it might appear that he's floating. Last year he was in the bucket, so he was like,
oh yeah,
he was like
flying around in the bucket.
I'm sure we need some extra insurance for that, but you could call it surfing. He's sort of above the
surfing in the bucket, above
right?
The fire truck.
Yes, absolutely.
Now again, though, because the weather's been so nice, and any time that we have like rough seas, you'll see our local surfers out there. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't one in a Santa suit.
Oh, that's great. That's
right?
Great. Yep. Find yourself on the pier when the waves are kicking up.
It could seriously happen.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a minute here for a break. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with Meg and our guest Jessica Simpson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. So many things happening on the beach. And here's the thing. The Pensacola Beach community is an awesome community. We have a lot of people to thank that help with this effort every year. Right, Jessica?
That's right. So as a reminder, Lighted Boat Parade is Friday, December 6th. That's this Friday, starting at 6:30. But first, thanks to our partners at Shaggy's. They'll have kids events from 4 to 6. If you want to put a boat in the boat parade, you have to be at the captain's meeting, which is tomorrow at the Sand Shaker.
Too late.
No,
still
not
have your
too
boat
late.
In it. And you can do private boats, too.
That's right. Individual boats, for sure. We have plenty of sizes. And so our friends at Sand Shaker have graciously sponsored that captain's meeting with pizza and beer every year. So we'll be there again. And then we get to Sunday with the Surf and Santa Beach Parade, thanks again to our sponsors, the Frisky Mermaid Boat Tours and East Coast Title and Escrow made that parade possible.
I mean, we couldn't do it without the support of the community. And I don't know if people realize how many volunteers are involved.
That's right.
With the Lighted Boat Parade, but especially the Holiday Parade. We have our Chamber Ambassadors.
That's right, who will be in the parade. And one quick thank you to Premier Island Management Group, or Portofino, who is graciously donating their golf carts and a Moki. You can figure out what that is on Sunday.
Oh.
And in order to carry our Chamber Ambassadors on the parade.
Oh, that's excellent. So it's an exciting parade, 2 o'clock on Sunday.
That's right.
Right? Okay,
yep. Gotta
make sure I got the dates.
That's
and
right.
All of this, I can't believe it's here.
I know.
It's all happening this weekend.
I'm so glad, actually, Mike Burns called in, because Santa Rosa Island Authority is our biggest partner for all of these events, seasonal or not. And we are so thankful for them to promote tourism and economic development out there on the island.
So there's a lot of folks doing a lot of things on Pensacola Beach. That's Mark right. your calendars, too. New Year's Eve fireworks at midnight on That's New Year's Eve this year.
That's right.
Thank you, Jessica Simpson, President and CEO of Pensacola Beach Chamber, for coming in and joining us this morning on Pep Talk. And we're going to have you back.
I'll be back.
All right. We'll talk about fireworks then.
There's more.
Thanks so much. There's more.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.